A prominent American terrorism expert is being expelled from Indonesia. Sydney Jones is the Jakarta director of the International Crisis Group, a Brussels-based think tank. She says she expects to be gone from Indonesia by the weekend. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
Sydney Jones' residency permit and work visa were set to expire next week. But the Indonesian government apparently decided it did not want to wait that long, and at 6 o'clock last night, local time, she was told to leave.
I've been devastated, but in fact, this has been building since February. First, they canceled our work permits, then they canceled our residency permits, and then in the end, after saying that we weren't being expelled and there was no move to deport us, they issued a deportation order.
The International Crisis Group opened its office in Jakarta in January 2000, a little over a year after the fall of the dictator Suharto. Since then, the ICG has produced a number of detailed reports on Indonesia's separatist movements in Aceh and Papua. It has also reported extensively on Indonesia's Islamic militant groups, including Jamaah Islamiyah, blamed for the Bali bombing in October 2002, which killed more than 200 people. Sydney Jones says the Indonesian government has offered no explanation why she and her Australian colleague are being deported, but she says it's clear her group's reports have angered more than a few government officials.
When the work permits were canceled, for example, we asked why. They said because there had been a complaint. They wouldn't say where the complaint was from or what its contents were, but we found out that it was a letter from BIN, the National Intelligence Agency, and that they had complained about our reporting on Aceh and Papua. I don't even know whether that's the real reason, because we haven't been able to meet with anybody at the intelligence agency to find out.
The intelligence agency director, retired General A.M. Hendra Priyono, told the Jakarta Post last week that not all the ICG's reports were true, and that, quote, actions should be taken against those who disturb the government and the people. Why, he asked, should we let her stay here? And in a thinly veiled warning to Indonesian non-governmental organizations, Hendra Priyono warned that the government might have to resort to what he called old measures against Indonesians who threaten national security. Some observers see old measures as shorthand for the heavy-handed tactics that marked the three-decade-long rule of the strongman Suharto. In an editorial, the Jakarta Post calls the action against the International Crisis Group a return to the Suharto years. Sydney Jones, meanwhile, says she will set up a temporary office, perhaps in Singapore, in order to continue her work.
You know, I got banned once before in the early 90s, and it was just as devastating and just as infuriating, but I got back. Then it took me just under 3 years. Now I hope that we're talking about months and not years, but I don't have any doubt that we'll eventually get back.
Jones says she hopes a change in the political climate might hasten her return, and change could happen as soon as next month. On July 5th, Indonesians will vote in the country's first direct presidential election. Opinion polls show the incumbent, Megawati Sukarnoputri, far behind her chief rival, former Security Minister Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.